On Midwest Week, the sale of Rock Island County Nursing Home falls through. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Sarah Hayden, reporter for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. Not too long ago, Sarah, the county board approved selling Hope Creek Care Center in East Moline, but then changed its mind. So what happened?
Well, Rock Island County board members held a special meeting last week on Thursday night. Apparently, Aperion, despite a written offer of $6 million with a contract for Hope Creek, decided to drop their price to $3.6 million. It was later bumped up to $4 million, but still, I understand county board members were not happy with that and rejected the amended purchase contract.
Okay, and do we know why Aperion, changed its mind or lowered its offer or whatever we should say?
I think that Aperion recognized the market at this time as, you know, the impact from COVID and the entire pandemic has really affected nursing homes. Of course, they've been hard hit by the virus, and it's just nobody wants to get into the nursing home business at this time. And unfortunately, I think that they saw an opportunity to take advantage of that and lowballed the county and came back with, you know what, never mind, we're not going to give you $6 million. We're going to offer you $3.6
million.
Okay. And I know that they dropped their offer to 3.6, and they only raised it back up to $4 million because I understand that another nursing facility named Infinity came in, and apparently they got word of the new offer, stepped in and said, you know what, we'll give you $4 million for Aperion. And so when word got back to Aperion that Infinity Health would offer $4 million, that's when Aperion bumped their offer up to $4 million to match it.
Okay, so what about the people that still wanted to accept the Aperion offer? What did they say about all of this?
Well, most of that meeting was in closed session. I did hear from two board members that it was quite contentious, and it was a very long closed session. It ran almost 2 hours long. And when they came out, there was only one comment from one board member, whom I quoted in the story. But there were eight board members who were still voting to accept the amended sales agreement and to move forward with the sale to Aperion.
So basically, I guess we could say that they were saying it's not great, but we still want to sell and, you know, sort of get this money-losing operation off our backs?
Correct. But the eight votes to move forward were not enough because there were 15 board members who voted to reject the amended sale agreement with Aperion. And I think that seeing that there was an offer from, well, I don't know that there's an official offer. It might just be, I think it's just verbal at this point from Infinity.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing that they've got Infinity, you know, kind of on the side there waiting to come in is, you know, might have looked more attractive than selling to Aperion, who has a somewhat bad reputation for a series of hundreds of thousands of fines and healthcare violations from the Illinois Department of Public Health.
But, Sarah, what about the 15 who voted not to sell to Aperion? Would that be a mixture of people who don't want to sell Hope Creek at all and others who are saying we'd like to sell, but we want to see if we can get a better offer?
No, I think that the board has unanimously agreed at this point that they still want to move forward with selling Hope Creek. And board member Rich Morthland did say, after coming out of closed session, he said on the record he was still in support of selling the nursing home. He just wants to find a reasonable offer and somebody other than Aperion.
Okay, so what happens next? What do we know about Infinity Health and what sort of offer might it have made or is in the works or has been verbal only or whatever?
Well, I know that it's a tentative verbal agreement at this point. If there is a written offer, I don't have a copy of that, but I know that I feel that that's the direction that it's going in by all accounts. And this is what I heard from County Administrator Jim Snyder. Now, Infinity Healthcare does have 14 facilities in Illinois. And I've been covering Illinois Department of Public Health fines and violations for a while now, and they've never really come up on my radar. They also own facilities in Indiana, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Arkansas. So I haven't done a deep dive yet into their reputation or violations, but I can assure you if they were anywhere near the violations that Aperion has racked up, I probably would have known by now.
Okay, but as much as we know about the possible Infinity Health offer, that it would be around $4 million for Hope Creek?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. So how about the situation out at Hope Creek in East Moline, Sarah? Has it changed at all in recent months? Is it still losing a lot of money for the county?
No, the situation has not changed. It's still a very tenuous one. Jim Snyder did tell me that the facility still loses anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 a month. So it is bleeding money. The census count is down. It's a 245-bed facility, and Jim Snyder told me last time they're down to about 140 residents. Mm-hmm. And I believe they still employ a few hundred employees.
And can we blame part of the lower count of residents, at least on this controversy about whether to sell or not? I mean, is that sort of part of the problem here, too?
You know, I'm not sure. By all accounts, all the feedback that I've received from residents who live there and from employees who work there, by all accounts, Hope Creek itself is a really well-run facility. The staff is wonderful. They do a great job. The residents love living there. It is a beautiful building, and I have been through there a couple times, and it's clean. It's, it just appears that everybody is very happy who lives there. I haven't, and I spoke to several residents, and the hope was that they intended to still stay there regardless of the sale or not, because they just don't want to move out of Hope Creek.
Okay. And union leaders all this time have been strongly opposed to selling Hope Creek. What have they said about Aperion and Infinity Health, if anything?
Well, this is pretty new information. So I haven't spoken to any union leaders, and none of them weighed in during public comments during Thursday night's meeting. So I haven't heard feedback from them at this point. I think the concern is still the same. The union would like to see language included in the contract that would guarantee successorship of union benefits to the employees. But at this point, I don't know that there is a contract, and I don't know that that would be included anyway.
And as I recall, that was one point of contention for the Aperion offer, that Aperion would not make any promises to the current employees. Is that correct?
That's correct, but Aperion did say it would be to their benefit to retain as many staff as they could, as I expect any buyer would want to retain the staff. You know, it's pretty cumbersome delay to let everybody go and then have to hire all new. But I think that the concern was with the lack of successor language for the union, and the other concern with Aperion was their reputation.
And what do we know about what's going to happen next, or how quickly, or anything like that, Sarah? Is there any sort of timeline that anyone has even hinted at this point?
I don't see anything in the immediate future. There are no meetings this week, and I don't know what comes next. I would imagine that they would like to close on the facility as quickly as possible. I do know there's a process for that because it's a healthcare facility. Infinity, if they are the buyer, they would still have to obtain the state-required certificate of need from the Illinois Department of Public Health. And I know that that can be a lengthy process with all the paperwork that that requires. So I would imagine that the county would like to expedite that process as quickly as possible.
And as I recall, getting back to the Aperion offer, the latest offer, didn't that company want to say, and we want it to close by July 1st or something relatively fast?
That is true. The goal for Aperion was to close on July 1st. Now, I don't know if the county can pull it off with Infinity as far as a closing date for July 1st. That might still be the goal. But again, I haven't seen a sales contract yet at this point.